Well, I'm going to share from Scripture, Acts 2. This is about the coming of the Holy Spirit. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. And suddenly, there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. You know, Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. And he told the apostles and his disciples right before he left, he says, "It's better for you that I go. I will send you the Holy Spirit." And you know, before that time, Jesus was there and they were here. But when he sent the Holy Spirit, Jesus and the Holy Spirit were in them, inside. So that's why it's better for them. Now, different people, when we pray with them, have different experiences. So don't expect to have experiences like anyone else. Feelings are not important. You may not have any feelings. It's your desire and your trust and your confidence that God is hearing you and will answer your prayer. That's what's important. And then God will do the rest. You know, we have the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father, and it's the only prayer that Jesus gave us in Scripture. And I want to review that. It's from Matthew 6, 11 to 15. And it says, "Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts or trespasses, as we forgive our debtors. And do not subject us to the final test, but deliver us from the evil one. If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." Why do I bring that up? Because it's so very, very important and crucial. You know, forgiveness is important because unforgiveness blocks the Holy Spirit, the flow of the Holy Spirit in us. It's blocked because God's love can't flow through us as long as we harbor any unforgiveness in our heart. God's Spirit is all love. We say, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." And so sometimes what we need to do is to ask Jesus to give us his heart to forgive. Because sometimes our heart has felt so wounded by someone or by someone's that we just really don't feel capable of forgiving them. But all Jesus asks of us is that we want to do it, that we will to forgive. And so then we just need to ask Jesus to give us his will. "Jesus, give me your will to forgive this person." In another scripture here, in Luke chapter 11, this is the answer to prayer. "And I tell you," this is Jesus speaking, "ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Did you hear that? The Father wants to give us the Holy Spirit if we ask Him. And of course, we do have to forgive. That I think it's important right now just to turn to the Lord. If you just close your eyes, we just need to make a will act to forgive. You don't have to have feelings about it. But ask the Lord right now to bring anyone and everyone to your mind that you haven't forgiven. Jesus, just bring to our mind anyone that we need to forgive. And then in your heart say, Jesus, I will to forgive so-and-so, and maybe so-and-so too, and so-and-so too. Whoever comes to your mind, everyone that comes to your mind, make a will act. Your feelings may not feel that at all. May feel terrible about that person. But just make the will act. The feelings will change later. Probably not now. Okay, were you able to forgive? If not, work on that. When they pray with you, ask them to help you forgive. Because unforgiveness does block the flow of God's Spirit. No doubt about it. You know, if we want His love, we have to love and forgive. If we want forgiveness for our transgressions, our sins, we have to forgive others. Okay, and one more scripture here from Luke, the gospel, and the word of God is so important. From Luke 11, and I tell you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him. So you ask Him to give what He promised and expect it. Expect it. And God will act according to our expectancy. Confidence in God works miracles, real miracles. So tonight, when we pray with you, I encourage you to be open to any and all the charisms for the sake of releasing God's love into the world. You know, St. Paul said, make love your aim and earnestly desire the spiritual gifts. So we want to cooperate with God by speaking out in faith and expecting God to give us gifts of praise. Praying in tongues is one of many means of growing closer to Christ. Tongues is not of first importance when we consider other charisms like prophecy and healing and discernment and teaching and wisdom. So many of them, encouragement, hospitality, administration, etc. There's countless gifts. But the gift of tongues can be a gateway to the charismatic gifts and dimension of faith. And it is a very valuable gift of prayer. Praying for other people too. Praying in tongues is not a necessary sign that a person has been baptized in the Spirit. So don't think, oh, I didn't receive it, so I'm not baptized in the Spirit. Not true at all. Just be open to all the gifts and the charisms and fruits of the Holy Spirit. The fruits of the Spirit, you know, love, joy, peace, kindness, patience, benignity, etc. Those are real signs that the Holy Spirit is at work in you. And I know some people have shared that, you know, after they were prayed with for the baptism, their spouse says, oh, you know, you're so much nicer to be around and get along with. You know, those fruits of the Spirit there coming out. So God gives different gifts to different people, because then as a community we have all the gifts, because different people have different ones. No one has all the gifts, but we each have a gift to share, whatever that is. So if you feel nothing tonight, that's fine, no problem. As time goes on, you'll see some changes, and others will see changes in you. So our goal is not to have gifts or good feelings, really, but to grow in union with God as He releases the Holy Spirit in us. And the real sign, as I mentioned, the Holy Spirit active in you are the fruits of the Spirit. They're stated in Galatians 5, love, joy, peace, etc. What is important is that you, all of us, after being baptized in the Spirit, are more loving, more peaceful, more joyful, more patient, more kind, more faithful, more gentle, have more self-control. People later may share with you those changes they see in you. These are real signs that the Holy Spirit's at work in us. Our primary attention tonight is on Jesus and growing in union with Him. And that's a lifelong process. And those that are to be prayed with tonight, you'd stand up because we want to make a public commitment of faith, strengthening our decision to be a follower of Christ. So if you're in the life of spirits and refuge, just stand up right now. Everybody to be prayed with tonight. Don't be shy. I'm going to ask you three questions. You've got company here. And you can answer, I do or I will. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that He died to free us from our sins, and that He rose to bring us new life? Do you reject sin so as to live in the freedom of God's children? Will you follow Jesus as your Lord? If you please repeat after me, Jesus, I know now that I am yours. And you are mine forever. Thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to me, that I might have the power to live this new life with you. Stir up your Holy Spirit in me. Release your Spirit in me. Baptize me with the fullness of your Holy Spirit, that I may experience your presence and power in my life. That I may find new meaning in your scriptures and sacraments. That I may find delight and comfort in prayer. If you'd sit down now, and we're going to pray with you for release of the Spirit. And also those of you that have already been prayed with for release of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to encourage you to ask for a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit over you also for the times in which we live. You know, if we find in the New Testament, we see God giving a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit many times when they really needed it. So God will do that repeatedly. And discussion leaders for the Life of the Spirit, please be sure and lay your hands and pray with the people you've been meeting with. And community members, if you have a prophecy or words of wisdom, inspiration, encouragement, discernment of healing, etc., please come to the mic and share it. So now we'll have some prayerful background music while we pray.